Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. This is Jeremy McCandless. I'm going to start this off with prayer. Lord, I thank you for tonight. I thank you for everyone who calls in. I thank you for your mercy, your grace, your kindness. Thank you for everything. I just praise you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for direction and guidance for people to call in. And I pray that that healings would take place and testimonies would come forth. And I thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you, Lord, for your power and who you are in the name of Jesus. Amen. And I'm going to read 1 Timothy, starting in chapter 4 and in verse 1. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe in and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. And then in verse 6, if you instruct the brethren in these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of faith and of the good doctrine which you have carefully followed. But reject profane and old wives' fables and exercise yourself towards godliness. Verse 8, for bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, for to this end we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe. These things command and teach. And then in verse 12 of 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, that would be, let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word and conduct and love and spirit and faith and purity till I come. Give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the eldership. Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you. See, I just got a message, and I will take some callers. Let's see. All right, I'm going to read a little more for a moment. And I will start at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 5. Bondservants, be obedient to those who are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and sincerity of heart, as to Christ, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as bondservants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord, and not to men, knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord, whether he is a slave or free. And you, masters, do the same things to them, giving up threatening, knowing that your own master also is in heaven, and there is no partiality with them.
Yes, I have a caller on the line. Can you hear me? Hello? I thank you that everything would go well for her job interview. I thank you, Jesus, for giving her the words to speak. I thank you, Lord, that you would help her, lead her, guide her, direct her, and I pray that you'd give her the wisdom and everything just to speak the words from you, Lord, that the Holy Spirit would give you the words to say from him. So I thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you, Lord, that my mom would be slow to speak and quick to listen and quick to obey the Lord and everything. So I thank you, Lord, for that. I thank you, Lord, for just the wisdom and the blessing. I thank you, Lord, for just guidance for her. And I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, and I agree.
Thank you so much. Thank you for calling.
Yes,
sir. And I'll continue on reading. Let's see. And then in verse 10 of Ephesians chapter 6 says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age." Let's see. "Against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints." And for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Verse 20, "For which I am an ambassador in chains, that in in it, I may be able to speak boldly as I ought. And let's see. I'll go to James chapter 5, verse 13 says, Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Verse 15, and the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. So in my life, I really feel like prayer is a major thing. Prayer is a direct line. It's a communication with God. It's talking with God and everything. And I know I've seen great results and everything. There's quite a few examples that I could give and everything. But I just know that the Lord is good, and I know that prayer changes things, and it can turn situations around. It can help people just trusting in the Lord and believing and relying on Him, and just resting in Him and everything. Let's see. I believe I'll go to 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Yeah, and chapter 7, verse 12. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for my as a house of sacrifice. When I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. So I just think that prayer is definitely a really important thing. And it's like with prayer, God always hears you. He's always hearing you. And sometimes He may not answer in the way that we feel He should answer, but it'll be different. But it'll sometimes be different, but it'll still be what you need and everything. And God takes care of us. So I believe it's like
kind of like a cell phone, but it's like that line of connection, but it's like there's always, you always have full bars with God. You never lose signal. You always get just pure connection. There's no times when you don't lose any bars because you're always in a connection with Him as long as you're born again and everything. So that's definitely what I believe. And it's just a good thing to pray and to stay close with the Lord, especially in these last days, this end time and everything. And I'm probably going to go to Acts. I'm just going to go to Philippians right now. Let's see. Philippians chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, my beloved and longed for brethren, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, beloved. I implore you to, and I implore Sinaichi to be of the same mind in the Lord. And I urge you also, true companion, help these women who labored with me in the gospel, Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And then in verse 8, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. And let's see. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do. And the God of peace will be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now, at last, your care for me has flourished again. Though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity now that I speak in regard to need. For I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that verse 13, definitely speaks to me as well. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I remember one time I was running, and I ran track and everything, and I was running before, and I said, I wasn't sure if I was going to really make it the whole way, because there was a time limit on that deal, on the run and everything. And I had to meet that time limit, and I kept saying, kind of softly, I just kept saying, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And it was just a powerful thing because it's like a prayer, but it's like a basically you're speaking the word, so it's going forth and it's helping yourself to believe it and everything. And then it really it impacted me because it's like I made it and I met the time limit. And I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to do it, but then I kept saying that, I kept speaking it, and then it came to pass, so it happened. And I said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So it's definitely an important thing to speak the word and to know the word. And when we speak it, eventually, when we continue to keep speaking it and keep speaking it, then it will spark the faith that will allow us to believe. And the second we believe, when we speak, it's like it happens like instantly. So for healing or whatnot, it would happen instantly. It's just real quick. Another thing that the Lord has taught me is to be thankful. That's one definite thing that He's shown me, is to be thankful for what He's given to me and in my life. I've seen and I've heard, you know, Him speak and everything. And I have, when I heard Him a few times, it's like it was during the time when I was thankful, when I was praising Him, when I was magnifying Him, when I was exalting His name and everything. And it was, I remember I was laying in my bed and everything, and I just closed my eyes and just said, just prayed to Him, just talked to Him and said, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Lord. And when I heard Him say, after I went down kind of like the list of things that I was thankful for, I said, thank you, Lord, for my family. Thank you for my friends. Thank you for my car. Thank you for the place that I live and everything. And then I heard Him say, He spoke softly to me and He said, you're welcome. Yes, I have a caller on the line, 828-424. Hello. Yeah, I have a caller on the line, 828-424.
Go ahead.
Hey, Jeremy, I need you to pray for your mother and I and our marriage.
Yeah. Yeah, what specifically, what specifically do you feel that you need prayer for? Like, because I feel like, you know, God is a God of specifics, because I, like I was explaining, like I was talking to Him specifically. And, you know, I said, I went down the list of certain things, like details, you know, of things that I was thankful for. And everything, like, you know, my car, my family, my friends. And then that's when I heard him speak. And he whispered it to me, and then I fell asleep and I had good sleep. I had sweet sleep. That's what the Bible calls sweet sleep. When you rest and you're calm in him and everything, and he can give you a dream and he can give you a vision. And everything, so...
Just that things progress along the way they're supposed to, and all of our prayers are different.
It was a little bit hard to hear. I heard you say that things would progress and happen and everything, but what else was it?
Just that he blesses our marriage and things progress like they're supposed to, and we're in our new job and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Basically, God's blessing on it, pretty much.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, Lord, I thank you right now for my mom and Jeff. We pray that you touch them and speak to them and lead them, guide them, direct them, give them an encounter with you, Lord. I thank you for your goodness, Lord. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for revealing how much you love them and everything, Lord. I thank you for speaking to them, showing you, just revealing yourself more to them, showing how much you truly care for each little detail matters to you, Lord. And so I thank you for that. I thank you. You think of us and you have just wonderful thoughts towards us, Lord. So I thank you, God. I thank you, Jesus, for your mercy, your grace, your compassion on my mom and Jeff. And I thank you, Lord, for it. I thank you, Lord, that you would just touch my mom and her body and everything. And I pray you would just strengthen her and... just thank you, Lord, for it right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there anything else going on? Like anybody that you know... needing prayer or anything like that, or just other family situations or anything like that?
Do you know maybe your dad that he would have peace?
About praying for elderly parents, your grandmother, and my mother, and my father.
Can you repeat that one more time? It was still a little bit hard to hear.
Yeah, can you pray for your grandmother and my mother and my father for their continued health and their mind being sound?
Yeah. Lord, I thank you right now for Jeff's mom and dad and everything. And I thank you that you would touch them and my grandmother and everything. And I pray that you would just touch them in their mind, Lord. Touch them in their heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your goodness, your mercy. I thank you right now for a sound mind. Sound mind in the name of Jesus, a clear thinking mind, the clarity of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for healing, for healing touch, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you, Jeremy.
No problem. Thank you. I just say, God bless everybody that is listening today and everything on tonight. And I just say, until next time, everyone, God bless you all in Jesus' name. Have a great night. Amen.